Welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Hi. In this session of the Good News Ministries course on how to hear the Holy Spirit, I'd like to address one of the questions that someone sent in, because it's actually an expression of other people's questions as well. This person wrote, "My biggest concern is my fear of letting go and losing self-control, and therefore not being able to respond to the Holy Spirit appropriately as He wants me to. I also question whether the Holy Spirit would actually work in me, as I've been complacent and easily distracted." The reason why this is a very common experience is because we all have an innate need to feel safe. And we don't really understand how safe we are with God, because we've had human experiences and encounters with human beings in which we were not safe. We need to spend time differentiating what humans are like from what God is like. Let's look at God and keep our eyes on God and get to know what He's really like. Because when we know more about Him, we feel safer with Him. But we don't really get to know more about Him until we take risks with Him, doing what He's asking us to do, getting out of our complacency, getting out of the traps of fear, getting out of our unwillingness to totally surrender, because what if He asks too much of us? What if He asks us to do something that's unpleasant? Well, guess what? God gives us whatever we need in order to do whatever He asks of us. If we need supernatural love to get through loving someone else, He will give us that supernatural love. If we need something else to equip us to do what He asks of us, He will equip us. If it's joy we need to get through the cross, He gives us the joy of knowing that we are making a difference in the suffering that we're going through. We're helping others somehow in this. It's redemptive suffering, and I have this whole other course on that. You could take that at the Good News Ministries website, How to Turn Your Crosses into Resurrections. God gives us what we need to do what He asks us to do. And it's in the stepping out beyond our fears. And by the way, complacency is just a mask covering fear. The fear of change, the fear of going beyond our comfort zones. When we take the risks to step out beyond our fears, that's when we discover how awesome God is, how safe God is, how helpful God is. That's when we enter into the supernatural. That's when we become more useful to the kingdom of God and we feel more fulfilled because we are more useful to the kingdom of God. That's where the best life is, out there on the edge. There's a song that I'd like to share with you that speaks about this place between complacency and the risk where the supernatural happens. It's called Somewhere in the Middle. And there's a phrase in this that really describes the faith life: reckless abandon wrapped in common sense. That's where we live in the Holy Spirit. That's where we come truly alive in the Holy Spirit. God bless you, and may you experience the fun of that reckless abandon.